We are almost there. And while I'm not entirely sure, I still have hope that we'll make it to 2021. Or as some may know it, the year of the ox. More specifically, the year of the yin metal ox, which sounds extremely cool, don't you think? A week before Christmas, I debated taking some time off since it was, well, Christmas, and the end of the year was coming up, and that would be followed by the beginning of the year, which here in Japan is celebrated lengthily. But then I asked myself, if I had a couple of days to do whatever I wanted to do, what would I do? My answer was I'd write and work on another podcast. So here I am. In today's show, I'm going to talk a little about ox years in general, the coming ox year, and why the curiously self-aware ox should have been first in the animal zodiac lineup, but lost out to a rat. Also, I'm excited to finally be able to tell you about the new podcast I'm starting. Yes, I've hinted about it here a little bit as I was getting my various ducks lined up. And while they're not in lockstep yet, I can safely say that the show is going to launch in January. You might have a lot of questions about all that, and I will answer them in, like, I don't know, 20 seconds? Uncanny Japan is author me, Teresa Matsura, exploring all that is weird from old Japan. Strange superstitions and old wives' tales. Cultural oddities and interesting language quirks. These are little treasures I dig up while doing research for my writing, and I want to share them with you here on Uncanny Japan. I hope you like the show. Hey, hey, everyone. I hope this last episode in 2020 finds you safe and well and looking forward to the upcoming year. I know I am. Not that I expect everything to magically get better. I don't. But I am looking forward to 2021, and let me tell you one big reason why. I'm starting a new podcast. Okay, so this is what happened. During the 4 years and the 67th episode of my darling Uncanny Japan, I've been incredibly fortunate to get to talk with and hear from quite a few of you. And through all that, I think I've stumbled across a mild, some might say lame, superpower. That is, people tend to get sleepy listening to me talk. I mean, I have literally walked into a room where my audio guy, Rich Pav, was sitting in front of the computer, doing the sound for one of the shows, head back, snoring, sound asleep. And truth is, even I have found myself dozing off listening to an episode while doing the first round of edits. So there might just be something there. Not a superpower, you say. Well, you're right, not yet. But add to that the fact that I love writing, reading, and discovering great stories. And I've got this team of two, my amazing audio technician, Rich Pav, and this super talented sound and music guy, Julian Ray. Add to that one more ingredient. People are really stressed out and anxious these days. I mean, I know I am. So after realizing all of that, my brilliant idea just kind of clobbered me. How about making a high-quality, magical-with-headphones, immersive storytelling show? It's called Soothing Stories Podcast, and it'll be me, or Rich Pav, because he also has a really nice, deep voice, reading classic tales, known and little-known. Stories that we love and we want to share with you. Our goal is to help our listeners disengage from the stresses of the day, the world, and escape to another place and another time, even if only for a little bit. Soothing Stories Podcast will launch on January 27th, which just happens to be the date 4 years ago that I joined Patreon and stood up as a writer and a podcast creator. And speaking of Patreon, I'll be putting the intro-less and ad-less version of the new podcast up there for the $5 and up tiers. So for all current and new patrons, you'll still get the regular Uncanny Japan benefits, the folktale, the binaural recordings, but on top of that, you get this extra content. This show right here, Uncanny Japan, will continue unchanged, so no worries there. And that's what I've been working on and been really excited to tell you about. Okay, let's get a little woo-woo and talk about cows. As per the animal zodiac or Chinese zodiac, called Eto in Japanese, the coming year, 2021, is the year of the yin metal ox. And let me tell you about the ox. But first, a quick brush up. Ox years are 1937, 1949, 1961, 1973, 1985, 1997, 2009, or anyone that's going to be born in 2021. Here are a couple famous people who were born in the year of the ox: Barack Obama, Vincent Van Gogh, Pol Pot, Walt Disney, Malala, George Clooney, B.B. King, Malcolm X, Robert Capa, Peter Jackson, Louis Armstrong, and Princess Diana, to name a few. But really, what does the list mean? I mean, just hearing all those well-known people's names doesn't give you an idea as to what kind of character or personality Year of the Ox people are supposed to have. So this is what they say about people born in the Year of the Ox. They are hard and determined workers, diligent, persistent. They are patient, faithful, honest, and will no doubt achieve their goals because of their consistent effort. However, ox-eared people tend to work at their own pace and can be stubborn. Just like a cow that chews its cud, those born in this year think carefully about everything before acting. They won't do anything unless they fully understand what's involved and make sure that they have all their steps in order to reach their goal. Ox people focus on what is real and concrete, and they do not get lost in illusions. This also means that once they decide to do something, they are not easily swayed by others' opinions and might not listen to advice. They like to stay low-key, don't ask for praise, and they are not necessarily good communicators. That said, they do have gentle personalities, have good minds, and are good listeners. They are also very lovely to family and friends. Okay, that's all about ox-born people, but what about 2021? It seems the idea here is that success will come to those who work hard, very, very, very hard. Also, the ox being the slowest of the zodiac animals, it means that in a year of the ox, you should proceed steadily, slowly, carefully, step by step. Being the second in the animal zodiac, the image is that of a seed that was planted last year, in the year of the rat, and has just begun to sprout. You shouldn't expect big results yet, but keep building a firm foundation. Work diligently and steadfastly and quietly towards your goal or dream. Problems are solved with discipline, they say. It's also a good year to focus on relationships, family, friends, and partners, although I'm guessing that's pretty good advice for every year. Now, what's this about the cow's position in the zodiac? There are several versions of this story, but here's one. A very, very long time ago, the Jade Emperor decided he wanted 12 animals to be his guards and to be symbols of a 12-year cycle. He put out the word to all the animals in the world. There was going to be a race. The first 12 animals to cross the gate of heaven would win. So then the day of the race came. The cow or the ox, knowing he was slow, decided to leave super early, as did the rat. Well, the rat made it to a river and stopped. He had no way to get across. So he waited, trying to figure out what to do, when he spotted the ox hoofing it along. The rat then jumped into his ear and hitched a ride across the water. But the ox was cool with it. He was a nice guy. Enjoying the ride, the rat stayed on until they finally reached the heavenly gate. They had made it before all the other animals. But just before the ox stepped across, the rat crawled out of his ear and leapt forward, beating the ox. So that's why the little rat is the first in the animal zodiac, and the ox second. Whether you believe all this Year of the Ox stuff or not, it is kind of fun to imagine a metal yin ox representing 2021 slowly plodding in to pick us all up and carry us to a better place. Of course, not without our hard work and our discipline, it seems. But that's a given, I guess. So that's all for now. This is it, the last show of the year. I will talk to you next year in 2 weeks. And again, if you like stories in general, not necessarily Japan-related, and would just like to relax to those, remember the Soothing Stories podcast will be launching on January 27th. Also remember to eat your soba or some other big, long, non-chewy noodle on New Year's Eve and continue to stay safe and well. Here's to a great year of the metal ox. Happy New Year and yoi otoshi o. Bye-bye. You've just reached the end of another episode of Uncanny Japan. Perhaps you'd like more. A monthly folktale translated and retold by me. The occasional binaurally mic'd soundscape like the ones you hear on this show. Or recipes, behind-the-curtain episodes, homemade postcards, and more. If you're interested in that or supporting the show in any way, please search for Uncanny Japan and Patreon. We've got a wonderful group over there. Thank you again for listening, supporting, reviewing, and telling your friends about the show. My name is Teresa Matsura, and I will talk to you again soon.